TFP family, what's up, what's up, what's up? Technical Foul Podcast, we're back at it with another episode. It's been a minute, been a hot summer, NBA-wise. I don't know about the weather out here. I know we out next to the ocean, the water, all that good stuff. But a lot has happened. As y'all know, the whole KD, Kyrie situation. I feel like Kyrie comes up in every single one of my episodes because he's such a character. But there's also another character out there, and I'm going to stick with that character today, just for a short time. But a guy by the name of Russell Westbrook, point guard, former MVP, multiple-time All-Stars. We all know how many times he's went to the All-Star game. Triple-double king himself is in the rumors, and he's been in the rumors, and it's been bothering me for many months. As a matter of fact, this has been bothering me since after All-Star break, when everyone was doubting the Lakers, when everyone started pointing fingers at my guy, Russ. This has been bothering me. Everyone wants him out. You see him in the rumor mill every single day. I wake up every single morning, check the rumor mill. His name is on there. It bothers me. It irks me. So for real, the Los Angeles Lakers, they've been making moves to help the team and their depth for this coming season. There's also been a lot of chatter about Russell Westbrook and if he will end up leaving LA or staying. But truly and honestly, in my opinion, I don't believe the Lakers should let go of the former MVP and the triple-double king himself, let alone for a star player, whether it's Kyrie or anyone else. I really do believe that if the Lakers do stick to the core that they have right now with a little help of the wing department and add a little big, or like two, to help fragile Anthony Davis out, because we all know how many times he gets injured, to help him out, I think they'll all be set. Because really, if you look back at the Lakers season last year, they didn't have the guys healthy. Not just a regular guy, but their star players. Anthony Davis, who I just mentioned, missed a lot of time last year. A whole lot. LeBron James. King James. The guy, the chosen one, coming into his 18th season, went out for the longest time last year due to an ankle injury. Longest time throughout his entire 18-year career goes out because of an ankle injury. And yet people are still able to point fingers at this guy, number zero, Russell Westbrook. Russell's probably the most consistent and the most healthy on the team last year. Yes, the production was significantly down from previous years, but that's usually the case when you have a player like Anthony Davis and LeBron James demanding the ball. That was supposed to happen. That was obviously going to happen. And if you really didn't see that coming as a guy or as a person who watches the game, then you're either a casual or you just don't know anything about basketball or anything about sports in general. Here's the thing. LA's going to keep their three big guys on the team next year. So all this rumor BS going around is dead. It's dead. And when they start winning and they start being healthy, everything that had happened the previous year, 2021-2022 season, is all going to be looked back and said, oh, this is the reason why. This is why, you know, like I sound like a bozo now. Damn. He missed that many games? Damn, Anthony Davis was out. Damn, bro. Hold on. LeBron was out too. Wait a sec. That depth was weak. Yeah, they got Melo. Yeah, they got Dwight. They had them. But Dwight and Melo don't have the same production they had 10, 15 years ago like they did. They're not those type of players no more. After that, who they got? Tell me who they got. Exactly. I gave y'all a second. Y'all didn't answer. So I'm letting y'all know that Russ shouldn't be the guy having fingers pointed at him every single second. And you know what sucks? It's the media. It's ESPN. It's Fox Sports. It's Skip Bayless. It's Stephen A. Smith. It's Kendrick Perkins. It's all these guys who you guys tune into every single morning who say the same thing over and over again. You know what happens when you hear the same thing over and over again? to a regular person, to an average human being, what happens, right? They get brainwashed. You get stuck in that mindset. Oh, yeah, he said it. He's right. He's on a TV screen. He said it. He's right. He knows what he's talking about. Hell no. I have my own opinions, just like Stephen A., Kendrick, all those other bozos that are talking on the TV screen, on your cable, on YouTube TV, Hulu, all that BS. Russ was never the reason. Be logical right now. Look back at the season. Look back at the injuries. Look back at all the BS that had occurred. And yes, of course, you playing in a huge market in LA. Yes, of course, you're going to deal with some bozo fans who don't know what they're talking about. But then you got the loyal ones who really know what they're talking about and really know what happened last year. And no, I'm not no Lakers fan, but yes, I know from a logical point, my guy Russ was never the case. He's not the reason why. And to have a coach come in, I've said my part about Frank Vogel, and I think LeBron and the crew knew what the reason was last year, and they let go of that reason. Now they got a new coach coming in saying, yo, stop pointing fingers at my guy. He's a point guard. He's a former MVP. He knows what he's doing. But yet, a lot of folks still don't get it. They still don't get it. And it's sad. It really is. But I'm going to let y'all be sad. I'm going to let y'all, you know, listen to the bozos on TV. I'm going to let y'all do all that. Look back. Check some numbers out. Peep some stats. You think you know something when you really don't. But here I am trying to give game to y'all. Y'all got to take my game, though. I don't know nothing. I'm just speaking off of my opinion. I'm just speaking off logical reasons behind things. But yeah, Russ was never the issue, and LA is going to come back, be a contender next year. And yes, I'm saying that right now. If they stay healthy, they will be a contender. Yo, appreciate y'all. Y'all know what to do. I'm not going to ask. If you don't want to do it, blessings to you. Hope y'all enjoy your weekend. There will be more videos out in the future. Peace.